kiddush hayoyim. You're supposed to say kiddush on it. Mifnei she kiddush hayoyim koydim lechavid yoyim. Because saying kiddush a Friday night to say kiddush, that's odd. That comes before having good food for Shabbos by daytime. So you only have one kais of yayin, so it's kedai to use the kais Friday night, make kiddush on it, rather than leaving it over for Shabbos by daytime to be able to drink this wine in the middle of the meal, which would make kovid yoyim odif. But for kiddush we say no. Kiddush comes first. Like what Rashbam says, kiddush hayoyim, kiddush halayla. It means the kiddush we say at night, she mekadish in mesayoyim, that will mekadish the Shabbos ala kais balayla, koydem lechvoid yoyim. That comes before kovid yoyim. Don't wait till Shabbos by morning and then drink this cup of wine in the middle of Yisuda. What you're supposed to do is you're supposed to make Kiddush by nighttime and use the Kais then. Even though for other things you're supposed to leave it over to Shabbos by daytime, there's more covered eating by daytime than by night. But for the Yayin to make Kiddush, you're supposed to make Kiddush by Laila first. That's Odif. Now the question is, V'yim Yisra, if we hold like you just got finished saying, that if somebody did not make Kiddush Friday night, he has the right to make Kiddush Shabbos by day, he has to say the whole Nusach of Kiddush. So now we have an Eitzah now. L'shav k'yad l'mocher. Let this person leave over his kais of Yayin until Shabbos by daytime. L'eved b'tarte. Let him do two things with it now. On Shabbos in the morning, he'll make Kiddush. He'll say the whole Nusach HaKiddush the way we say Kiddush Friday night. He'll first say that Nusach HaKiddush Shabbos by daytime, but he gains two in one shot. He'll also have this wine now to drink during the Suddis of Yom, which is covered a Yom is Odif. So Bishlam, if you tell me if you don't make Kiddush at night, you can't make it by daytime, it's good. You have to make Kiddush at night because by day you can't make Kiddush. But if you tell me your Yisoid, that if you don't make Kiddush at night, you're allowed to make Kiddush by Yom. So here, if you only have one kais of Yayin, Luchur, it should be better, leave the kais till Shabbos by daytime, and make the Kiddush, and so on, Shabbos, say the Nusach Kiddush, Shabbos in the morning, and you'll drink the cup of wine, also near the Suddis Hayayim, which is better. The question is, what do you do Friday night, you're not allowed to starve like? So Luchur is, we shouldn't speak out, the Havamina would be is, that since the reason why you're not saying Kiddush Friday night, is because you'd rather say the Kiddush Shabbos by daytime, which is odif to drink the wine Shabbos by day, so you would be allowed to eat Friday night, even though it's before Kiddush. As usually the din is, you're not allowed to eat before Kiddush. Mashaykin here, the reason why you're not making Kiddush Friday night is because you want to do a bigger mitzvah by leaving the wine over till tomorrow morning, and then you'll make Kiddush on it, and you'll drink the Yayin next to the Suddis Hayayim, so that should be odif. So why doesn't the Braisa say this Eitzah? The Chorus Araya, that by Yom, the Teretz is, because by Yom you can't make Kiddush. The din to make the Brach of Kiddush is only by nighttime. So we say, Brach of one of the Shabbos Kodesh, it's only by nighttime. By daytime you can't say it. Rashbam, V'levet Beitarti, so at the Kiddush HaYom, let him say the Kiddush by daytime. V'evinami Kovad HaYom Ktas, and by drinking this cup of wine in the morning, it'll also be a Ktas Kovad HaYom. Afal Pi Sheinu B'tei Chasuda, even though you're not drinking the wine mamish in the middle of the meal. Like first you have to make the Kiddush. So you drink the Kais of Kiddush before you have the Suda in the morning. But I call upon him, it's right near the Shabbos morning meal. So that's a big cover to have a nice Suda for Shabbos morning. So if you tell me, B'di'evid, you're allowed to make Kiddush, B'yoyim, here also, this should be called B'di'evid. That you should be allowed to make your Kiddush Shabbos in the morning. So Amalei, he answers back here, there's no right, there's no cash on me. Amalei, the klal is, Chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. It's very dear to make the mitzvah at the time when you're supposed to. Like here, when does Kiddush start? The first time to make Kiddush is at the beginning of Shabbos. When somebody says to So since at that time, l'maisa, you do have a kosher yayin. So rather the mitzvah is to make Kiddush right away. And don't push it off to drink the wine tomorrow by daytime to say kavod yayim, do two and one. No, here for sure, al chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, you're supposed to do the Kiddush as soon as possible. So Rashbam, Chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. K'diyam v'yel dvor, like we had in the Gemara before already, Sherei hekter chalovim v'yavorim k'sherim kol hayom. When you bring a Korban Pesach, if Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos, so halacha is the Korban Pesach was doich Shabbos. You're allowed to bring the Korban Pesach on Shabbos. Now the question is, after you make the Shechita, when do you start burning the Yevorim and the Emurim of the Korban Pesach? The part that has to go on the Mizbech to burn, when are you allowed to start burning it? So we say, even though the locher is, if you would have waited until nighttime, till like Mitzvah Shabbos, which is Yom Tov, and burn it then, it's kosher. Because Allah commands you allowed to burn the Amurim Kol HaLaila. Still, the din is, V'yayim Mamtina Lehem. We don't say wait till after Shabbos, V'Shabbos Ad Sheteshach, Shenemar Oyle Shabbos V'Shabbatay. Hilkach Yikadish Boy B'Laila. So the din is, we say what? You're allowed to bring the Amurim right away on Shabbos. Even though you could have done it at night time with Tzoy Shabbos and not B'Deich Shabbos. Still, we say, since the mitzvah is dear at the time, right now after the Shechita Korban Pesach, it's very dear to bring the Emurim right now, so you're allowed to burn the Emurim on Shabbos. See here also, the gate to making Kiddush, Avada, you should make Kiddush as soon as possible. Is the Kaddish by Balayla. For Lo Yamtim by Admocher. Here you don't have to wait till tomorrow morning. Even though in a case where you did not have wine at all Friday night, you're allowed to make Kiddush in the morning. But when you do have yayin at night, pshita, you have to use that one case of yayin at night time to make kiddush on it, rather than waiting to make kiddush till tomorrow morning, and then you'll be two things. You'll be making kiddush and drinking the wine near the sudash hayayim, because chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. Fredi Gemara, is this true? Or mi yarmina, do we say this? Chaviva mitzvah b'shaita? That when a mitzvah comes about, the first time you can do it, you're supposed to do it. Do the mitzvah right away. Do we say that? For the Tanya, we learned before, somebody poshut comes home after he davened marav mitzvah Shabbos. He comes home to his house, so he has to make avdalah. So locher is mivorach al yain. First he makes a bar priagofim. V'yal hamor, then he makes a bar mireish according to Beshamai. V'yal absomim, then he makes the psomim. V'yachakachoyim avdalah, then he makes avdalah. Al hakoyis, then he makes avdalah on the koyis that he already said the bar priagofim. Now we had before. What about? Let's say he comes home now from davening, and he sees he only has one kais of yayin left in his house, and he knows he wants to eat soon. He wants to eat. And this man the yama holds that when you bench, you're supposed to bench ala kais. You have to use a kais b'shas b'rechas amozon. So here this person knows he's going to have to use really two kaises tonight. He needs one cup to say havdalah on, and he needs another cup really to bench on later. And he knows he only has one cup. So what should he do? So the din is, he has a right, he has a right to push off Havdalah. Don't make Havdalah right away as soon as you come home the way you're supposed to, but rather push it off till later. First have Yisuda, first eat the Mlava Malkom, and then, when you go to bench from Mlava Malkom, you put all the brachas after benching, place the benching and Havdalah, you'll say both brachas on this one case. That's the halacha. And the question is, we do not say chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. That let's say it's very dear, it's very chaviv to do the mitzvah at this right time. Now normally, when do we make havdalah? Right after Shabbos. So normally, if you would have two cups of wine, pshita, we would tell you, as soon as you come home, make havdalah first. Then whenever you want, you eat the mlav malkum, and when you bench, you'll bench on the kais. But now we're saying, since you only have one kais, you have a right to push off the havdalah till later. Ah, you're telling me a cloud, you can't push off a mitzvah. If the time of the mitzvah is right now, you have to do the mitzvah right now. It's just like you're telling me now by Kiddush, if you only have one cup of yayin. The reason why you can't wait till tomorrow morning and make Kiddush then and drink the yayin, b'yayin, is because there's an inyan to make the mitzvah right away. So why don't you say the same halacha by Avdalah? By Avdalah we see we don't say that svara. We say by Avdalah no. You're allowed to push off the Avdalah till later. When you come home, you don't have to make Avdalah right away. You're allowed to eat your Mlava Malka first. And first after the Mlava Malkom, you first make Havdalah. So Chur Tzastira. And you see here, we don't say Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. So Drashi, Rashbam, O Mishalshlun Kul Liyachrov, Liyachar Birchas Samozin. After he benches, he says, Yaya Ner B'Som of Havdalah. Kivei Shammai Alib Dereb Yehudim. Welcome first to Kamei. The Morris explained, this goes according to Beishamai. And the question is, for Lo Yom, we don't say Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. To Lo Mavdil Mekamei Mozin. Deve Shas Avdolah. We don't tell him here, no, as soon as you come home, go make Avdolah right away. Ah, you won't be able to bench later with a kais? Okay, you won't be able to. But right now, there's a mitzvah Avdolah, you have to do the mitzvah right away? So that was the question. You see here, you don't say, mitzvah is chaviva b'shaitam. So the question before, why did the Brice before say, if you only have one cup of yayin, you have to use that kais Friday night to make kiddush at night time? Why do you have to make kiddush at night time? The question is, why can't you wait with the kais until in the morning and make kiddush in the morning and you drink the wine in the morning, which is two in one? You're having covered ayayim and kiddush. So it's a kasha. And if the Gemara knows, there's no stira. So he answered the back, Omalei, ano, lechachima, ano. I'm not a very smart person. V'loichu zoya, ano. I'm not a magid, Rashbam says. V'lo yichido yano. When I'm saying over, it's not a yochrid, I'm not saying over my own name. Ela gemorno, I learned saying this over from a gemara from my Rebbe. I was makabel this, so this is the teretz. V'sodarno ano, and I'm misadem brises. V'chein morim avei medrash kavosi. This is the way they learn. I learned, I was taught in the Beis HaMedrash, like I'm going to say. Then what's the teretz? Teretz is like this, that there's a difference between making kiddush Friday night and making avdolah as soon as you come home right after Shabbos. That shani lon bein yula yoyma liafuka yoyma. There's a difference between greeting Shabbos at the beginning, Friday night. There a yula yoyma, the day first comes in. Friday night when Shabbos first comes in, then for sure you have to make kiddush right away. Marshenkein havdolah is lafuka yoyma at the end of the day when Shabbos goes away. So there's a difference. That a yula yoyim at the beginning of Shabbos, when Shabbos comes in Friday night, kol kama de makminon, as soon as possible, as soon as you can make kiddush right away, is the kamadminon lay odif. It's very good to make kiddush right away. Be makabel, make it right away. Or mechavinon lay, and it's very dear to us to make kiddush right away. Like we want to show we love Shabbos, so as soon as Shabbos comes in, right away there's a mitzvah to make kiddush. So therefore, if you only have one case of yayin, the din is don't leave it over till tomorrow morning and drink it then, but rather use it tonight to make kiddush right away. Because at the beginning of Shabbos, it's a svara, be mekadesh Shabbos right away. Mashenkein, afuke yoyma, when Shabbos goes away, that there's an inyan at the end of Shabbos, to make havdolah, there's a svara there, ma'achrinan lay. There it's not so bad to push you off to make havdolah later. Ki heichod lehevi alon ketuna. That it should not look like Shabbos was a big burden upon us. And as soon as we wanted, as soon as we could get rid of it, we get rid of it. So that's the svara faker. So avadim metchila, you're supposed to make avdala right away. This is not a good svara metchila. If you have nothing to push you off, when you come home, you shouldn't say, I want to leave Shabbos as long as possible, so I'll make kiddush 2 hours from now. That, no. Avad, as soon as you come home, you shouldn't make avdala. It's only a svara if you have a reason to push it off, like here. You come home, you only have one case of yayin. And you know you're going to eat soon a meal, and you want a bench on the kais also. So you have a good reason to push off Havdalah now, to first make it after you wash and after you eat. Today that you'll have this one kais, you'll be able to make Havdalah and Birchas HaMazon on it. So it's Kedai, you have a right to push off the Havdalah. Because it's not so bad pushing it off, because Baket, you're showing that Shabbos wasn't a burden upon you, you don't want to get rid of it right away. Mashenken Kiddush Friday night, that's a din, you badafka have to make Kiddush right away. Because there you want to show how chaviv, how dear Shabbos is. So there, if you push it off, I can't, looks like you'd be matzah Shabbos. So kiddush you have to make right away Friday night. Just havdolah is a svarim. If you have a reason to push it off, you have a right to push off havdolah for a little bit later. So Rashi says the svar is, Rashbam, ilula iyula yoyna. Mechabev in lay, you're supposed to love at the beginning of Shabbos. For yavdinen kiddusha meyurta. You make kiddush at night time. You should show that the beginning of Shabbos is very dear to you. A mitzvah b'shaita. Therefore, it's a mitzvah at its own time. Uzriza makdim le mitzvah. And the inyan of Zoras to be makdim, do the mitzvah right away. Savada, Friday night, you have to make kiddush right away. You can't push it off for any reason. You're not going to push it off. Masheken afuki yeimam. Hagayin havdolah. By making avdol, then we say as far machrin and lay. Yeah, you could push it off. So Rashbam, when heicha the ashkechon shum alila, when you have some reason to push it off, liachurel kugain heicha deim lay elukais echod. The machrin and lay ad yachar mozen. In the case we only have one cup of yayin, so yeah, we say you have a right to push off this case, push off the avdol till later, because you want to make benching and you have avdol in the same case. Ah, you're not doing the mitzvah b'shaitam. Havdalah is not so bad to push it off later. Because fakert, there's a svara, you want to show Shabbos is so dear to you, you don't want to say goodbye to it so fast. But it's only avada if you have a reason. But for no reason, you should make Havdalah as soon as possible. Right. So more, Shema Mino, Mehom Asnitzev, in this brice we just learned, we learn Timna, 8 halachas. 8 different chedushim we see from this brisa we just learned. What are the 8 halachas? Shema Mina, we learned from this brisa that Hamavdil betfila sarach shiavdil alakois. Even though usually people by Mariv, by Tzoy Shabbos, you say Havdol in tefila, you say Atachan Antonu. So still, when you come home, there's an inyan to make avdol al hakayis. Because you see here, it says here, Poshe, they came home from shul, and then they went to make avdol. And they saw they only had one kayis, so they have a right to push it off. But you see, you have to make avdol al hakayis. So Rashbam, Tiktoni Anichnas the base of Mitzvah Shabbos and Avdil. The Afagad the stamp in the Yodim Avdilu Mitzvilah. Even though usually people already daven in Mitzvilah, still the Brisa says when you come home, you have to make Avdolah again. So Tosha speaks out the Chiddush is even though it's a Gemachlekes, the Gemara Brachas. There's one on the Yom that says you don't have to. Kamashvulon, yes, you have to say Avdolah even though you said Avdolah Mitzvilah. That's one Chiddush. Second Chiddush is Ushma Mina Bracha Tunakais. Whenever you go to make a bracha, you have to use the kais. Which bracha? It means there, bricha samozin. So, Rashbam, Sharmina, bracha to the kais, bricha samozin. Whenever you go to bench, you're supposed to bench ala kais. It's the same way we make kiddush and avdol ala kais, the same way you're supposed to bench also, bricha samozin, has to be done ala kais. So, the Gemara doesn't say ishir, who has to use the kais. So, Taisa is masupik here. Taisa says, the third Taisa is Shmamina, bracha to the kais, Sas mashma from this Gemara is a little bit mashma. The afilu biyochia tunakais. Even if a person benches privately, and only one person had a meal, when you get finished eating their bread, you have to bench. You also have to use a kais or yayin. Why? Because the lashon of the brayso was that nichnas mashma shu yichidi. He came home. Mashma, he himself came home. V'chei mashma lekamon that nan shlish yayim alav brichas amozim by the dalad kaisos pesach by night. It says later lashon the third kais is what we say brichas amozim on. Mashma that everybody has a chiyuv to use a kais for brichas hamazon, even a yochid. Then Tai says maybe it could be matchilei. It's talking about by a zimun only, and then Tai brings down the chay mucha be medrash shoychar toiv al kro the shnei rishoyim chibarti. That what? That only when you have three people. No. There's all even one. Rabbeinu Shlomo Moshe ben Ramei Oimer. Latim kais afilu be yochid. Or even one person needs a kais. Curry brings a good raya. Because if you're going to tell me that you only need a kais when three people bench together, so Bizoi here, what's the question? The person comes home at night, and he only has one cup left, one cup of wine. So he wants to make Avdolah, but he knows he's going to bench later, he needs it for benching. If you're going to tell me that when a person benches by himself, he doesn't need a kais, it's only when three people bench together, so what's the problem here? Let him come home and make Avdolah first, and even if there are three people, pshit, only one person makes Avdolah for three. Then later when they want a bench, let each three of them eat separately, then each one has to bench separately. And if you bench separately, you don't need a kais. So what's the problem here? That you have to use a kais for benching also. Why for benching? Let each one bench separately. So it's a raya l'churi, even if a yochid benches by himself, also needs a kais. The Rosh Shittah to Sharon will say not like that. That it's only when three people bench together do you need a kais. So l'maisel alochid brought down all three shittahs. Taiz ends off. Yeah. So Lamaisa has brought down three shittas in Shulchan Aruch. One shittah is that even a yochid, when he benches, he should use a kais. Another shittah is when three people bench together, they have to use a kais. And there's another shittah that says, no, they're not mechuyev to use a kais at all. So Lamaisa, our meaning is usually when one person benches, our meaning is not to use a kais. However, when three people bench together, it is a hiddur to use a kais. I don't know, Claude, why, but the minig l'chur is on Shabbos, usually the minig is, when you have three people benching together, usually then you use a kais. Usually in the middle of the week, for some reason, the elam doesn't use a kais. I'm not sure why not. But l'chur, if a person would want to use a kais, l'chur for sure, it's a nice thing to do. And that's how Gemara is saying, we paskin, that brichas hamazon does need a kais. See, even though we hold it's not likuvah, you're allowed to bench without a kais, but if you do use a kais, it's a nice thing. Only by yochid we don't do it. But by three people, the minig usually, the minig is only on Shabbos they do it. I don't know exactly why. Right, but that's the notion from in here, that bracha to the kais. When you bench, you're supposed to use a kais also. Ushma mina kais of bracha tzarech shir. And when you have to use this kais to bench on, it has to be a shir or a revius yayin. You can't stop use a half of revius. Because poshen here, the person had one kais of yayin, he had one revius. So if you can tell me the kais does not have to have a shir, let him divide it into two. And I have two different kaises here, and on one kais make Avdolah, and on one kais a bench. And Lamai, since it's a problem, he can only do one, mashmi, each one of them needs a shear. So anytime you need a cup of yayin, you have to have at least a revius yayin in the kais. Ushmamin, another rai from this writer is, ha mevorach tzar shiitoim. After you make the bracha on the kais, you have to drink from the kais. It's not enough just to make Avdolah on the kais, and leave the wine alone. Because if that would be enough, then again, what's the problem here? He has only one kais, he comes home with Tzoy Shabbos. to let him first make havdalah on the kais, and don't drink from it, leave it over, and later when you have your melava malkin, you want a bench, again you'll bench on this kais. What was the problem here? That he can't do both things on one kais, that we say he has a right to push off the havdalah to later, let him first have his sudah, and then on this one kais later he'll bench and make havdalah together. Let him make havdalah first and not drink. So Sarai, you know, when you make a bracha havdalah on the kais, you have to drink from the kais. And lalachas brought down slikuva. If you don't drink from the kais, you're not yetsa. Who are there by kiddush also? When you make kiddush, you have to drink at least the molen lugma from the kais. That means at least roiv or the revius, you have to drink. Now the din is, lav dafka, you have to drink it. Anybody that's yetsa the kiddush could also drink from it. And with the evid with soymech, if you give it around the family, if all the drinking together adds up to a molen lugma, with the evid, that's enough. But Metchila, the one that makes kiddush and makes avdallah, should drink at least the molen lugma from the kais. Like he says here, the Rashbam, Shvamina ha-mavorach sarach shittim, oyu, either the person that makes avdallah, or yechad min ha-shrem, or else somebody else that hears the avdallah. O v'shti yechad miyam yotz, as long as one of them drank a molen lugma, it's enough. That's what I'm saying, more than everyone like that. Yeah. And b'diyevet with seimech, if all people drinking together adds up to the molen lugma, it's enough. But if somebody just takes a sip and doesn't drink more than that, nobody else drinks more than that, then that yotz a kiddush. That's the halacha that atoyim amavarech tzarach shiyitim. You have to drink from the kais. And halacha mafarshim bring down that means at least a molen lugma, a rov of the revius, one side of your mouthful. Ushma mina toamu pogmai. Another right from here is, if you drink a little bit, you are pogum, you make the kais not roy to be used for bracha anymore. But the Rashbam says, Shramina toma pogmai, lebircha samozen, midloi mavdo bereisha koidem achilam, vishoise, o meshayir amois lebircha samozen. Now the question is, if you have your kais here, the havmina is, he had a big kais, it was more than a revius of yayin, he had a revius in the hair. So what's the problem again? Let him make havdalah first in his kais, let him drink a little bit of it, a molen lugma let him drink, and then the rest of it, he'll leave over for birchas hamazon. So now you know that when you drink from the kais, the leftover wine of that kais is called pogum. That means something's not nice to it, it's like meat, it's not so nice. So this wine, you should not use to make havdalah, to make a bracha run. If you want to drink the wine, pshita, you have to make a bar piagofen. But metchila, you're not supposed to bench on such wine, or to make kiddush, or to make havdalah. That's called yayin pogum. Anytime somebody drank from the wine, the leftover wine should not be used for kiddush. One answer is that when you want to use your leftover wine, you're supposed to pour some new wine into the cup. By pouring new wine into the cup, that takes away the pogum. It's okay. Now you can make kiddush again on this cup. But the way it is now, when you drink a little bit, you can't use the rest of the yayin for birchas hamazon. So that was the problem here. If we'd make havdalah first, he has to drink, even though we'll have enough of revius left over. But that leftover wine he can't use for birchas hamazon. That's why he did both on one cup. Vaitu shma mina toya mavdol. Shma mina also, that even though you ate before you made havdalah, still you're allowed to make havdalah. There's a man yom later that says no. He says that, let's say moitzoy shabbos, you came home, and you forgot, instead of making havdalah first, you went to eat. The din is you can't make havdalah that night. Vaitu shma havdalah has to be dafka on an empty stomach. That's called havdalah. Shema kamashma, this price says not like that. Because here we're telling the person, when you come home, you have a right first to eat the lava malkum, and then you make kiddush, then you make havdalah. So we see, even though the person did eat before havdalah, still he's allowed to make havdalah. We'll see later, it's a machlokes in the Gemara. Ushma mina, another right we have from this writer is, that oimer beis kedusha fakoyt echad. In a case where you're stuck,